13.
Hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So, y'all did awesome. That was great. Y'all did awesome too. We'll see about that in a minute. So, I have to take just a moment of pleasure and privilege, if you don't mind. Aaron, pull your tie out from behind your deal. So, if you notice, this is the cowboy colors. Because who dat went where dat? And he lost. I did that because he tried to welch on the bet he made with Olivia, because he knew that he'd have on his robe and he wouldn't have to show it. So, be on watch. So our scripture text today is talking about being watchful, being alert, beware. There's an old Christmas song, You Better Watch Out, You Better Not Pout, right? So the title of the sermon is, You Better Watch Out. And it goes along with this text, because what Jesus is describing in his illustration is that the owner of the house decides to take leave, and he leaves his servants with certain tasks to do. And within those tasks, he tells them to be prepared, to be watchful, and to be on guard. During the season of Advent, that's what we are called to do. We're called to be watchful. We're told to be on guard. And we're told to be prepared. So today I want to discuss those just a little bit with you and give you some illustrations, if I can, to help us to recognize what it is that we're supposed to do. So the first is to be alert. So how many of you remember being a kid? Last time I checked, I'm still there. If you don't believe me, ask Angie. So I remember as a kid being so excited at Christmas time, because that's when Santa came. That's when we got those gifts that we worked so hard to be good for. And I remember my parents making me go to bed at a particular time, reminding me that the sooner I went to bed, the sooner Santa would be there. Anybody else get that speech from your parents? Okay. Well, I tried that with my kids. It didn't work. They knew that it didn't matter what time they went to bed. When they got up, those gifts were going to be there. And so they would sit in their rooms and do this. The exact same thing I did as a kid. And that was to lay awake and listen. I listened for every sound that came along. One of the main things I wanted to hear was the hoof prints of the reindeer on our roof, because we didn't have a fireplace. And I remember every little sound, every little thing that didn't fit made me listen more intently. I remember one particular Christmas, laying in bed. I even turned off my resistor radio. Same thing. Y'all had one too, didn't you? Okay, so all you young people, a transistor radio was something that was small and you put a battery in and you could carry it anywhere. Kind of like what you do with your phones now. Only ours was better. It had a lot better music. You could understand the words. But I remember turning my transistor radio off because I started hearing these weird noises. And I listened, and I listened, and I listened. And pretty soon, I heard footsteps. Now, we lived in a two-story house. I knew every creak in that upstairs because I knew how to go down those stairs and miss those creaking steps. But I heard a noise. And so, like any great child that obeyed his parents, I went to my doorway. Because my door was right beside the stairs. And I remember hearing that noise. And I remember walking up to the edge of the door and peeking around just in time to see a foot go past the wall. That was cool. It was a black shoe. And I remember rushing back to my bed in all excitement and listening and listening. And then to hear this crash, like something had fallen. And it had. Santa had dropped my drums. And I didn't know at the time that on Christmas Eve, Santa brings Mrs. Claus with him. Because and you know, Mrs. Claus has different names for Santa than what we know. Do you know that? You do know that? Wow. Because I heard Mrs. Claus say, "Val, don't you dare break that drum set." The point is that's what we're called to do as Christians. We're called to be alert. We're called to listen and watch everything that goes on in our lives in order to know when Christ is going to come back. You see, the Scripture says, we don't know, and that's what always gets me about these people that say, we know exactly when Jesus is coming. Well, if you do, you know something better than Jesus and the angels do, because Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back. But in order to be prepared, we have to be alert. We have to see the signs that go on around us. And trust me, there are signs going on even today that let us know that Jesus is coming back soon. So be alert. Be ever on guard. Being on guard. So, in Jesus' day, the watchman, his job was to basically be the butler. Y'all seen those TV shows where the butler goes to the door and opens up the door and lets the guests come in and he announces who's coming in? Y'all seen those old movies on TCM? Thank you, Stan. You're keeping everybody awake here. That was their job. It was to be watchful, to be on guard, to make sure that no one came into the house without being announced. The other thing of that is that their job was to be always watching for the return of the master. Their job was to watch down the road to make sure that they saw the master in plenty of time to make sure the household was in order. How many school teachers we have in here? How many retired, active school teachers? I know there's more than that because everybody I talk to talks about being a school teacher. Okay, so I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret, okay? How many of you leave the room and say, y'all continue on with your work? I'll be back in a minute. How many of y'all do that? Come on. We don't do that. As a kid, I remember my teacher saying that. And as soon as that teacher left the room, we elected a watchman. Their job was to stand at the door and watch for the return of the teacher. That way, we could beat up on each other. We could throw stuff at each other. We could cut up and have a good time, and you never knew it. Unless you cheated like some of my teachers did and turned on the intercom and listened. One time in particular, we picked the wrong watchman. My freshman year in high school, our teacher left the room and said, I will be back in a little bit. Make sure you're working on your assignment. So we got this girl to keep watch. Mainly because she was sitting right next to the door. And me and this guy named Doug Hubenthal, and that's a real person, you can look him up on Facebook, decided we were going to play baseball with an orange. He picked up one of them big old sun-kissed navel oranges, more like a softball, and reared back and hit me upside the head with it. So, being the sweet, wonderful angel I am, I picked it up and threw it back. About the time the teacher turned the corner into the room, and Doug does this. Doug and I got to take a trip to the office. All because our watchman didn't do her job. Doug got lifted up off the ground that far, I promise you. He went first. It was my turn. I said, I'll take detention, thank you. But as Christians, we need to be watching for the return of Christ. You see, we're told all through Scripture that there will be signs and rumors of signs, and there will be wars and rumors of wars, and there will be weather things, and there will be this, and there will be that. And if we're watching, we'll know that Christ is on His way. and we can make sure that our house is in order when the Master gets here. We're told to be watchful. Being watchful tells us that we are prepared for when the Master returns. As children, our parents would occasionally leave and go to the grocery store because, I don't know about you, my parents never want to take me to the grocery store because I want. So as we grew older, we were blessed to stay at home by ourselves. But we were given particular tasks that we had to do. One of my tasks was to make sure I didn't hurt my brother or pick on my sister. But we were also told that the dishes had to be done. This is before dishwashers. We were told that the clothes had to be folded, and we had been told that these things better be done by the time we get back. My sister was a great steward of all that. She made sure she got all her chores done in plenty of time so that she could do whatever it is that she wanted to do after that. My brother had a tendency to halfway do his stuff. So what he would do is he'd take his toys and shove them under my bed because he knew that I'd get in trouble for it. Me, I like to put things off. Y'all believe that, don't you? Shame on y'all. Quit listening to Angie. I am a procrastinator. I always have been. Okay, honey, they see you nodding. So what happens is I tend to wait till the last minute and then I scramble around, and back then things got done halfway. And when Mom and Dad got home, I wasn't ready to do or receive whatever it was that was coming to me. Jesus tells us that we need to be busy. We need to be at work on our chores, doing the things that God has set before us, being prepared for His coming. Because if we're not prepared when He comes back, we won't be ready to go. And if we're not ready to go, then we're going to miss it. We have to have our Christian walk, our spiritual being, ready for the return of Christ. We have to be prepared for when He comes back. That way, when He comes back in all His glory and says, "It's time to go," we can be on the bus ready to go right then. People say about others, "Well, they're going to be late to their own wedding." I've seen that before. "They're going to be late for their funeral. They're going to be late for this. They're going to be late for that." My sister is the world's worst at being on time. As a matter of fact, she holds the record in our family for being on time. Southwest Airlines, she ain't. We don't want to be left because we aren't prepared in our lives. And we really don't want our loved ones to be left because they're not prepared either. So Jesus was telling His disciples, and He tells us today, be alert, beware, and be prepared. So that when He comes back, We will have our bags packed and we will be ready to go. So brothers and sisters, during this time of Advent, as we celebrate the anticipation of the coming of Christ, it's time that we get practicing on being ready to go. So, be alert, be on guard, and be prepared. Because you never know when Jesus is going to be here. And I really want to see all of you on the bus at the same time as me. I don't want the bus to be waiting on you to show up. Or for me to show up. Let's bow in prayer. Almighty and gracious Father, we're so thankful to you for this beautiful day that you've given us. Father, we're so thankful to you that you have given us a reason for this season. We're so thankful to you, Lord, that you have sent your Son and have reminded us that He's coming again. Now, Father, help us to be prepared for His second coming. Help us to be ready when He comes back and says, it's time to go. And Father, help us to help each other. That as we all prepare, we will all be together. Holy Father, during this time, as we prepare for this season, help us to be prepared in our hearts to spend eternity with you. For we pray it all in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. You will look up on the screens, or you can turn in your hymn book.